Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and God bless you, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We are with God's True Lifeline Ministries, and we want to welcome everybody for tonight, the True Word of God. We have Brother Barney. Barney, are you in the room? I just want to get a test run here real quick.
Yes, I'm here. Amen. Can you hear me?
Okay, good. I can hear you. God bless you. All right, Barney, okay. Just so we know, everybody's in the room. God bless you. God bless all the listeners from around the world. We are going to go into a break just 1 second, and we're going to be opening up the room. So please, at this time, get your Bibles, very important tool, and pencils and papers, and get that coffee percolated, and we will be right back. So stay tuned. Don't go nowhere.
Imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. By your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall?
Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. Well, let us pray and let us open up service. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, Lord. And Father God, if we come before you, Lord, before we even pray this prayer tonight, Lord, I pray, Father God, for forgiveness, Lord. If I've said anything, Lord, if I've done anything wrong, Father, I pray tonight, Lord, that your mercy, Lord, would fall upon us in the name of Jesus. Father God, I open up this ministry to you tonight, Lord, and I pray in the name of Jesus for a hand of protection to be upon it. For no confusion, no hindrance to come upon it, Father God. But, Lord, I just ask tonight for the Holy Spirit, Lord, to just flow through it, around it, Father. Father God, I pray tonight, Lord, that you would just lead us and guide us, Father God, to your truth, Father. And may your truth, Father God, tonight, Lord, plant a seed, Father, of good fruit, that we may bear good fruit in you tonight, Lord. Father, I pray also that this word, Father, that we are about to receive in the name of Jesus, Father, will be a lamp unto our feet to lead us, guide us, and show us the way, Father God. We love you, Father. We praise you always. We glorify you tonight, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, glory be to God. Barney, it's all you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you, Nancy. God bless you. I want to thank all our callers, our listeners, our regular callers. God bless each and every one of you and all those listening on the internet. And all our new callers, too. God bless you guys, too. And before
Amen.
We get started, as usual, I'd like to introduce our beliefs. We are not Jehovah's Witness. We are not whatever denomination is out there, but we are non-denomination. We believe in the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We believe that God sent his Son to the world to die for our sins on the cross. And we also believe on the third day he was risen. And we believe he's coming back one day at the last trumpet, the seventh trumpet. We believe you must be born again in order to enter the kingdom of God. We believe in the Old Testament and the New Testament in all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I like to use a lot of scriptures instead of using one or two verses and giving a whole hour of teaching. I like to use a lot of scriptures and let God's word give us the truth and understanding. So as usual, I do have a lot of scriptures to share tonight. Get your Bibles ready, your pencils and papers, and jot down the scriptures, and you can go through them and study them on your free time. Amen. And our first scripture we're going to start tonight is in Romans chapter 8. And it goes like this. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah, Father God. Lord, we come to your throne of mercy and grace by the blood. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. And Father God, we come to your presence not empty-handed, Lord, but we offer you praises and honor and glory. Lord, we bow down before you and we ask that you will lead us and guide us into all truth. Lead us and guide us through the power of the Holy Spirit. Open our eyes, our ears, and prepare our heart for your word. Lord, be present and take and let it be fruit for your glory, for your kingdom, that you would be pleased. My Son, Jesus, we honor you and we praise you and we adore you, Father God. Amen and amen. It says in Romans 8, the very first scripture, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Those who are in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation. But look what it says. If you have a King James Bible, everybody needs to have a King James Bible, because not everything in the other, not all the words are in there. There's words that are missing. And if you have a King James Bible, it says, to who does this apply? To those who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. What is that telling us? When Moses came down from the mountain, he said, God is a spirit. God is like a fire, a burning, consuming fire, and God is a spirit. And Jesus Christ said, God is a spirit, and he's looking for those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. We know the scriptures that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. And we're going to read the scripture, why it is so important for us to be spiritual creatures, spiritual children of God, because our Father in heaven is spirit, and we must also be spirit. Amen? In verse 2, it says, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. For what law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. And this is why Jesus Christ had to come on earth and die on the cross, because this is the will of God. And like it says in verse 3, for what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, humans could not fulfill the law. But God sent his own Son in the likeness of a sinful flesh, although Jesus never sinned, but in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. Amen? And this is the reason why it says, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not in the flesh, but after the Spirit. And verse 4 says, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Was there righteousness in the law? Of course there was. And this is the reason it says, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Excuse me, verse 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit mind the things of the Spirit. If we walk in the flesh, it's pretty simple to understand. If we walk in the flesh, of course we're going to have carnal minds and we're going to do the things of the flesh. But if we walk in the Spirit, we do the things of the Spirit. That's pretty common, pretty normal, easy to understand. Verse 6, for to be carnal-minded, which means fleshly-minded, to be carnal-minded is death. To be carnal-minded is death. Death meaning separation from God, no life, no spirit, but earthly, worldly, carnal-minded, did separated from God. And the rest of verse 6 says, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. What does it mean? Life and peace. Eternal life. To be spiritual minded is life, eternal life. And peace. Because we have the Spirit of God living in us, and since Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace, of course we're going to have peace. Amen? Verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. Those who are carnal minded and still walk in the flesh, even though you call yourself a Christian, you call yourself whatever you want to call yourself, but those who are carnal, fleshly minded are enmity against God. For it is not subject to the laws of God, neither indeed can it be. Verse 8, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Verse 7 and 8 goes together. Because carnal-minded is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the laws of God, neither indeed can it be. Then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Total separation. Can a person pretend? Of course they can. Can a person lie and deceive their own self even? Yes, they can. But the truth is, Jesus Christ is the truth. And he gave us the spirit of truth. And his word is truth. And this is why we need to be in the word and be spiritual minded. Verse 9.
Amen.
But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. This is for the ones that are in the spirit and not carnal minded. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. If the spirit of God dwells in you, you have to have the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Those who walk in the flesh, carnal minded, do not have the spirit of God. They're not God's. They're not his children. I heard people say all the time, well, everybody's a child of God. That is not true. Read the parable of the sower. There's tares in there, and the enemy put the tares in there. Are they God's children? No, they're God's creation. Everything was made by him and for him. But are they children? No. Jesus Christ came to call the lost sheep. And the sheep knows his voice, and they follow him. And as we read more scriptures, we'll understand more what it means to know his voice and to follow him. And what we're reading right now is spiritual. How can one follow God in the flesh, carnal-minded, when they're enmity against God, total separation, bit, separated from God? Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Amen? If Christ is in you, the body is dead because we were crucified with Christ on the cross, but the spirit is alive because of righteousness. What righteousness? His righteousness. Amen. Verse 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, but to live after, I'm sorry, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. We are no longer debtors to live in the flesh or to live after the flesh. Verse 13, for if you live after the flesh, you shall die. I know it's pretty harsh, and this is not my words. This is God's word we're sharing. This is not a book that Barney wrote. Are we to hide this truth from everybody, not to offend and hurt our brothers? Well, you can't preach that. You're going to hurt the brothers. You have to hurt the brothers to wake them up and shake them up so they could become alive. Because look what it says. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. If we are led by the flesh, we will do the things of the flesh, and it says we shall die. But through the Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us. So he gave us power over those things. But you, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. What does it mean to live? Eternal life, eternal with God, in the presence of God. And what does it mean to die in the flesh? Total separation, not in the presence of God, separated from God. Isn't this serious? Aren't we supposed to tell the brothers these things? Are we supposed to share the truth? Or should we just tell them we love you and give them the fake love because we love the whole world, we love everybody, but we don't want to hurt you with the truth because we love you? That's fake love. That's the same love the Pope is offering. Love everybody and have unity. One big world religion of lies. We're supposed to have the truth and preach the truth. If we love somebody, we tell them the truth. Amen. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. There you go. The ones that are not led by the Spirit of God are not the children of God. But verse 14 says, for as many are led by the Spirit of God. This is a big question mark that we need to ask ourselves. Are we led, being led by the flesh, carnal mind, or are we being led by the Spirit of God? Why is it so important? Because look what it says. They are the sons of God. Now, I don't know you. You don't know me. But if you are led by the Spirit of God, then you should know you are a child of God. And if you are not led by the Spirit of God, you are not a child of God. What are you saying, Brother Barney? Read 14. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. That gives us the right to say, to call him Father, because of Jesus Christ on the cross. And we died with him on the cross. And as he's ridden off the cross and he's resurrected, he's alive. He is no longer on the cross. This is the Jesus we come to. We come to him as sinners to the cross, but after that we're dead with him on the cross. And we look for a risen Savior, not one dead on the cross. He is no longer on the cross. We look for a risen Savior, and he puts his spirit in us. And that's how we have fellowship with the risen Savior. And that's why we could call him Abba Father. Verse 16. The Spirit itself, with our spirit, that we are the children of God. So therefore, by this scripture alone, you should know if you are a child of God. What does it mean to be a child of God? Look at Matthew 18:3. And he said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children you are, you shall not enter into the kingdom of God. You have to be converted. In order to enter the kingdom of God, you have to be converted. Converted from what? From the flesh to become a child of God. Verse 3 says, and this is the very John that wrote John 3:16. He wrote this by the Spirit of God. And look what Jesus says. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. That means he knew the law, Nicodemus. Verse 2. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher and you come from God. For no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with you. Verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That's what it means to be converted. You have to be born again to enter the kingdom of God. If you are not led by the Spirit, if you are not converted, and if you are not born again, the scripture says you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Minds, flesh cannot enter the kingdom of God. You have to be born again. You have to be led by the Spirit and dwelled with the Spirit. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, truly I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. that which is born of flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. Amen. You have to be born again. Verse 7. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. The wind blows with where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell where it comes from or where it's going. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? In other words, he knows the laws, he knows the scriptures, how could he not know these things? Verse 11, verily, verily, I say unto you, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and you receive not of our witness. If I told you the earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man has ascended up into heaven but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses was lifted up, as Moses lift up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And that word believeth, if you have a smartphone, you could type it in. That word transferred means to obey. Plus, James said, even the demons believe, but yet they tremble. Anybody could say they believe, but the word believe here means to obey. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. Well, Jesus Christ did not come to condemn the world, but to save the lost. He does not have to condemn the world, because the world is already condemned. Verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that the light is come into the world. And men love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifested that they were right with God. Amen. One has to come into the light, the true light. Who is the light? Jesus Christ is the light. The only way you come to God is to worship him in spirit and in truth. Matthew 6:11-6 says, blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Jesus said, blessed is he who does not get offended in the Lord Jesus Christ. That even goes for his word. Blessed are those who do not get offended in his word, because he is the word. Amen. John 1.
Amen.
Amen. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. This is the light that we're talking about. And the light shineth in the darkness. and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that comes into the world. This light that we're talking about now, the Word was made flesh. Jesus Christ is the Word, and he is the light. 1 Peter chapter 2 says, wherefore, laying aside all malice, all guile, all hypocrisies, and envies, and all evil speakings, as newborn babies, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. If so, be you have tested that the Word is gracious. And that's in the King James, and I'm going to read it in the NLT so everybody can understand. So get rid of all your evil behavior. Be done with all deceit, hypocrisy, jealousy, and all kinds of speech. Like newborn babies, you must crave the pure spiritual milk. Spiritual, the word there is spiritual milk, so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment. Now that you have had tasted of the Lord's kindness. Amen. We need to let go of the worldly, carnal-minded things and evil behavior, deceitfulness, hypocrisy, jealousy, evil speeches, and we need to come to the truth. How do we do that? How do we get rid of all these evil behaviors and evil deceitfulness and hypocrisies, hypocrites and jealousies, unclean speeches? By receiving the spiritual word.
Amen.
Look what it says. You must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow. How could one grow if they're carnal minded and doesn't receive the spiritual word of God? You cannot grow. You cannot say you're born again if you're not spiritual minded. You're only deceiving yourself. Verse 4, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed by men, the world rejected the living stone, is what he's saying. The carnal-minded people rejected the truth, the living stone, but chosen of God and precious. Verse 5, you also as living stone are built up a spiritual house. You have to be spiritual. You also, as living stone, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up what kind of sacrifice? Spiritual sacrifice. To offer up
Amen.
Spiritual sacrifice. Not carnal-minded, not jealousies, not evil speeches, not hate, or not even fake love, but offer spiritual sacrifice. Acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. It is offered to God by our Lord Jesus Christ, the spiritual sacrifice. It's offered to God. How? By our Lord Jesus Christ. Whereby also it is contained in the scriptures. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elected, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, well, I'm going to read this again. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. And remember, the word believe also means to obey. He is precious to those who believe and obey him. But unto them which be disobedient, a stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the cornerstone, verse 8, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them that stumble at his word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. I hope everybody understood that. The ones that are disobedient, not spiritual, he is a stumbling block and a rock of offense. They get offended at the word. Oh, you could get offended at me right now for what I'm saying, what I'm sharing, what I'm preaching. That does not stop the truth, because it's not my word. It's his word. Those that stumble and those that get offended by his word, even to them which stumble at his word, being why? Why do they stumble? Why do they get offended? It says right here, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Well, don't get mad, because you was appointed for that reason. God created all things. We read that. Nothing was made that wasn't made by him or for him. God made vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. It was appointed for them. They cannot be born again. They cannot be spiritual. It was appointed unto them. This is why they get offended and stumble at his word. Well, Brother Barney, let's pray for them. You cannot pray against God. In the book of Jeremiah, it says, do not pray for such kind, because I will not hear it. Even if they pray, he will not hear it. And that's in Jeremiah 7. Read it for yourself in Jeremiah 11. A stone of stumbling block and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at his word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. It is appointed for them. From who? From God, the one that created vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory goes to you. Remember, we shared a few minutes ago, those who come into the light, who is the light? He is the light. You are chosen, a chosen generation. Which one? The children of obedience, the ones that come into the light, that come into the truth, that do not get offended in his word, the ones that are converted, the ones that are born again, the ones that are spiritual and love the word, the true word of God. But you are chosen, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. Matthew 7, verse 1 says, judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged, and with what measure you might, it shall be measured unto you. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in your brother's eye, and cannot take out the beam that is in your eye? Or how will you say to your brother, let me pull out the mote out of your eye, and behold, the beam is in your eye, your own eye. You hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of your own eye, and then you shall see clearly and cast out the beam out of your brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast you your pearl before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and render you. If you try to give what is good, what is holy, to the dogs and to the swine, they'll just trample over them and they'll rend you. You have to see clearly and take the post out of your eye before you take the brother's beam out of their eye. You have to be spiritual. You have to read the word spiritual. You have to know the truth before you give it to somebody. Ask and seek and you shall find it, shall be open unto you. One that asks, receives it, and everyone that seeks it will find it. And to him that knocks it shall be open. That goes also for the word to have wisdom and understanding through the power of the Holy Spirit that applies thereto. What man is there of you whom, if his son asks for bread, even he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more will your Father, which is in heaven, give you good things to them that ask of him? Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that man should do unto you, do ye even unto them, for this is the law of the prophets. Enter you in at the straight gate. Wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many are they which go through it. We need to find the straight and narrow gate, because the wide road leads to destruction, and many are those that are on that wide road. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few are they that find it. We need to be one of those few that finds this narrow gate and walk through it. We need to find it. How do we do that? So far, what we read already tells us how to do that. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are raging wolves. How are they raging wolves? Because they speak lies and deceit and destruction. You truth. Do not men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? You cannot gather grapes from thorns or figs from thistles. Even so, every tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that brings not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. We are to judge them by their fruits and know who they are by their fruits, whether it's good or evil. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Luke 4:46. And why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? In other words, why even bother to call him Lord if you're not going to obey him? John 14 says, verse 21, he that had my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loves me, and he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said, if a man loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abide with him. He that loves me not, and doesn't keep my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me, have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things in your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Everything that was said here, if we have the Holy Spirit and we're children of God, the Holy Spirit will tell us what Jesus just said now. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10. And with all deceitfulness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love for the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them a strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. We could say and lie ourselves and deceive ourselves that we love the whole world. But if we don't have the love for God and obey Him, and if we don't have the love for the truth, which is the true love, then we're deceiving ourselves. We have to have the love for the truth, and then we could have the love of God in us, and then we could share that true love with others. Other than that, it'll be like the Vatican love, the love of the Pope for the whole world that he wants to unite into one big false religion. It has to be the love of the truth. The love of God has to be in you. Amen. To sum it up, we learned in Romans chapter 8, there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit mind the things of the Spirit. For to be carnal-minded is death, but to be spiritual-minded is life and peace. Because the carnal-minded is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the laws of God, nor indeed can it be so then that them that are in the flesh cannot please God. Matthew 18, we read earlier, and he said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. John 3:3, Jesus answered and said, truly, truly, I say unto you, except you be born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. We read in Matthew 11:6, and blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me. If anyone gets offended in Christ or offended in his word, they're not his. John, he is the light. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm going to end it with John 3:3. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And we know and read enough scriptures what it means to be born again. You have to be born of the Spirit. You have to be a child of God. You have to be spiritual. And the word is spiritual. Carnal-minded will not make it. You have to be born again. Amen. Glory goes to God. I hope and pray everybody understood the word. And we thank you, Father God, for your word. And we thank you for who you are. We give you praise and honor and glory. In the name of your Son, Jesus
amen.
Christ, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Yes. Nancy, amen. Back to you.
Well, Bonnie, that was one powerful message tonight, I want you to know. And praise God for it. You know, Bonnie, a lot of people will get offended by the word because they feel See, if they were truly, truly focusing on the word itself, they would understand that it is not us, the preachers. It is not us. But you see, people are focusing on man instead of God. You see what you said? Be more in spirit than in the flesh. Well, same thing with the word. Same thing with getting offended. You cannot get offended because it is the truth. It's written in black and white. It is God's word, truly God's word. So you can, if we get our eyes off the preacher and do not actually focus on the person that's sharing that word, but actually listening to the words that are being spoken, then you would know. And there would be no reason for no one to get offended by the truth. Amen? Amen. You know, Barney, this was one awesome message, very strong and powerful. God bless you, Barney. I would like to take a few calls while we have a few minutes. If anybody has a question or a comment or a prayer, please, we have a few minutes left. Just press number one on your keypad, and I'll bring you up on board. God bless you. Okay. All right. Well, we do have a few prayers that we're going to lift up tonight. So glory goes to God. I think we lost our brother Barney, but he'll be back in just a second. I want to lift up Samantha. I'd like to lift up Nick Miller, Nick John, and the whole Room 5. They call it Room 5. I'd like to lift up that whole room that they also would just truly, truly serve God with true love. Instead of, you know, putting up a front and allowing people to know that or think that they have love, but really the love, the true love of God is not there. And I know that when you're serving the Lord, you literally have to have true love. So that is our prayer tonight for Room 5. I want to pray for more wisdom and knowledge to be upon Nick Miller. And I would like for the Lord to calm the storms down in Bobby, Brother Bob. And, you know, for Nick John, our brother Nick, not to be offended into the word when the word is being preached. And, you know, for Samantha, that controls Room 5, for the Lord, you know, God truly, truly knows. He knows all and he sees all about her. So not that we're judging anybody. No, no, no. We're actually praying that they will no longer be blinded to the true love of God, but that God would show them and touch them with his true love, that they can see that and know truly deep down what love is, what the true love of God is. Amen? Barney, did you have any prayers tonight? God bless you.
Yes. Nancy, I like to pray for some of our brothers. The things, I'm not judging nobody, but the things that I hear, sharing on the radio, and the things that people call me, and the things that I hear coming from their mouths. They say you're not supposed to read the word of God and be spiritual. You're not supposed to read the word of God spiritual. When we heard, it says even to the baby Christians, be sincere and drinking the milk, the spiritual milk of the word. And they tell us you're not supposed to read the word spiritually. People say you're not supposed to love God. You don't have to love God. The things that come out of their mouth, but yet they have love for the world, but they don't have true love for God. I want to pray for some of these, I don't know if I should call them brothers, maybe stepbrothers. Pray for them that they would come to the knowledge of the truth, and that the people would not get offended in the word, because we read, why do people get offended in the word? Because it was appointed to them to be the way they are. We're not supposed to pray for them, but I want to pray for the brothers that does not know the truth, that they would come to know the truth and love God, that they will truly seek God and love God and worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, let us pray for room 5. Let us pray for Nick Miller, for Nick John, for Samantha, and I guess that whole room, for Rachel, for them to have the true obedience of the Lord and to know truly, truly, for the Lord to open their eyes to true love. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, Father. And Lord, before I pray this prayer, Father God, I pray, Lord, that, Father, that you would forgive me, Father, if I said anything or done anything wrong, Lord. May your mercy and grace fall upon us tonight, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, I also pray for all of our listeners from around the world and the ones that call. Father, I also pray tonight, Lord, that you would just humble them, Father God. And Lord, allow their eyes to be open to the truth, Father, that the truth only can set them free in the name of Jesus. Father God, tonight, Lord, I lift up all the people that's been confessed in this room tonight, Father God. Room 5, Lord, Samantha, Nick Miller, Nick John. Lord, I just pray tonight, Father, that you will take over. And Lord, that you would touch them, Father, in a way that they've never been touched before. Lord, that they would know truly, truly what your love really is. Lord, for there's just so much for me to say in this prayer, Father. But Lord, tonight I just pray for more wisdom and knowledge and guidance to be upon them. That, Father God, that these church wars or battles, Father God, who is better and who is not, I pray, Father God, that you would just calm the storms down, Lord. And for them to actually accept, Lord, what you have blessed them with. Father, if it is meant for them just to be in that room, then let your will be done. But, Father, if you equip them, Father God, with more, then let your will be done. Father God, tonight I pray, Lord, that they would not hurt no one anymore. For no brothers to get hurt anymore, or sisters, Father. But I pray tonight, Lord, for conviction to be upon them and that room, Father, who serves in it. I pray, Lord, that conviction will be upon them in the name of Jesus. I pray tonight that, Lord, that this word, Father, that we have received, I pray, Lord, that your word will intervene in all of us tonight. And may we bear good fruit in you, Father. And may this truth, Lord, that you have spoken to us, Father, through Barney, Lord, may it lead us and guide us in the right direction. May it be a lamp unto our feet, Father. Lord, that it will set us free tonight, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the word. And we thank you, Lord, for all our brothers and sisters that has joined in together with us to have this fellowship and to hear your word, Father. Thank you, Lord. We praise you always. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, Bonnie, I believe it's time to say goodnight. Praise God.
Amen. Glory goes to God. Thank you all for calling in, all our listeners, all our callers. God bless you all. And I want to thank God for his word. And we need to apply his word, each and every word, to us, to ourselves, and grow in his word and share it with others. In Jesus Christ's holy name, and I want to leave all of you with John 17:17. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. We love you, Lord. Amen. God bless you all, and good night.
Good night, people. We're going. We will be back on Monday, Barney. Monday night at 11 o'clock Central Time.
Tuesday.
Good night.
Tuesday night.
Tuesday. Yeah. God bless you. Tuesday night at 11 o'clock. We'll see you then. Good night. God bless. I love you all.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face make.